Blackstone Audiobooks presents Sharp's Eagle by Bernard Cornwell. The book bears a dedication for Judy. Chapter 1. The guns could be heard long before they came into sight. Children clung to their mother's skirts and wondered what dreadful thing made such noises. The hooves of the great horses mixed with the jangling of traces and chains, the hollow rumbling of the blurring wheels, and above it all the crashes as tons of brass, iron and timber bounced on the town's broken paving. Then they were in view. Guns, limbers, horses and outriders, and the gunners looked as tough as the squat, blackened barrels that spoke of the fighting up north, where the artillery had dragged their massive weapons through swollen rivers and up rain-soaked slopes to pound the enemy into oblivion and defeat. Now they would do it again. Mothers held their smallest children and pointed at the guns, boasted that these British would make Napoleon wish he'd stayed in Corsica and suckled pigs, which was all he was fit for. And the cavalry. The Portuguese civilians applauded the trotting ranks of gorgeous uniforms, the curved, polished sabres unsheathed for display in Abrantes streets and squares.